Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, city of sunshine, palm trees blowing in the wind. Yes, 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 beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Wish you were here. You, you, and you. We want to ask you, are you praying? Have you prayed today, huh? Well, pray for us also here. And as we pray for you, yes, we are praying for you, you, and you, that you have a God-filled day, that you have what you are looking for and expecting from your God. This is what we want for you today. So, if you are getting it right about now, you believe it right about now, call us at 347-857-3925, 347-857-3925. Give us a call while we're on the air. Yes, so everyone will know just what God is doing for you. I know he's doing something now. You know, you're mighty quiet. You haven't called in a while. Our friends haven't called either. And I know he's doing something for you. Everything is not chaotic, not all the time. He has delivered you from something. I know he has. Praise God. My God, my God. And I want to hear it. You know, other people want to hear it because they need help too today. Okay? All right, we're still praying for praying for Dale Christian. We're still praying for him that he will have complete recovery from being hit by a car over in St. Thomas. And we thank God for touching him, and he's still alive. We thank God that, thank you, Jesus. You coming here? Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We're praying for Janet Peterson, who's going on dialysis. Father God, in Jesus' name, we pray for Janet right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you to heal her. Make her every whit whole, Father, that she don't have to go on dialysis, Father God, that she will be healed 100%. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. We're praying for Kenneth Phillips. Kenneth Phillips, right now, in the name of Jesus, be made whole. Every whit right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, and we thank you for the healing. Thank him right now, Phillips. Thank him right now. Father, we ask you to touch Pastor Mosley in Jacksonville, Lord. Touch her, Lord. Strengthen her body, God. Strengthen her from her head to her toe right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, and we thank you for it today, Father. Father, we ask you to touch Cheryl's sins, Lord. Touch Cheryl's sins, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord God. You can heal her right now, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, and we thank you for it right now, Lord. We glorify you in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Father, we ask you to continue to touch Crystal's mom, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord. We ask you to continue to touch baby Journey in Jesus' name, Lord. We're asking you to touch Nessie in St. Thomas, Lord. I'm sorry. She'll tell Nessie why I was hesitant. Praise God. Hallelujah. Trying to be nice. We pray for Nessie Ritter there for traveling mercies, Father. That's what she asked for. Mm-hmm. My God. We thank you for it, Lord, right now. We ask you, Lord, to touch, Lord God, Miss Little. Mrs. Little. Touch Mrs. Little, Lord God. We pray for them right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you to touch all those that have had a stroke, Lord God, whether it's, very serious or very light, whatever it may be, Father, that you touch them right now in the name of Jesus. We bind every spirit of strokes right now, what causes them also, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus right now, God, touch. Lord, we ask you to touch, continue to touch those that have cancer, Father. We thank you, Father, for healing Glenda Myers, who had breast cancer, and she has a clean bill of health. We thank God for that, God. Keep her, Father God. Keep her right now. Father, touch Miriam Christian, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Bless her in a special bless her in a special way, Father. Today, God, touch her body, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name, Lord. And we thank you. Father, we ask you to touch Diane McGrath, Father, in her back area, Father God, where she pulled something there in her back. Father, touch her right now, Father, Jesus' name, and we thank you for it, God. We ask you to touch all those right now that need prayer, that haven't called in and asked for it, Father. We ask you to touch them right now. Make them everywhere whole, Father. God, we have a lot of ailments going on these days. Oh, Father, everywhere we turn, there's somebody that has some condition that's trying to overtake them. All it is, we understand, all it is the enemy trying to block in their progress. Father God, in Jesus' name, we cancel that assignment that's sent to them in Jesus' name. And we thank you for deliverance, Father. We thank you for touching them, Lord. Touching all of them, Father. Touch them all at the ministry, City of Victory. That you touching them. Many there, Lord, are going through different trials and tribulations in their bodies and all. Father, in Jesus' name, make them everywhere whole, Father God, from the top to the bottom. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, and we certainly thank you for it today. Glory be to God. God is so good to us. We thank God for touching the pastors, those that are sick, going through, you know, all kind of trials and tribulations. You know, I know the biggest one is finance. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we ask you, Lord, to touch in the financial area today, God, in Jesus' name, God. Let them have enough finance to finish their course, Lord. Go through to the end with their vision that you've given them, Father, in Jesus' name. Touch the people that their finances also, God, may come forth, Lord, like never before, in Jesus' mighty name. Oh, God, and we thank you for it right now. We thank you for the friends. We thank you for the not-so-friendly. We thank you for all people, Father, because everyone is here for a reason, Father, and we thank you for it today. Isn't God good? Hallelujah. You ought to say amen, 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 amen. You know God is moving in the land, and, you know, every time you turn around, something is going on, ain't it? Mm-hmm. So are you praying? Are you praying for your neighborhood, your house, your country, your city, your state, your county? Are you praying? We have so much devilment going on. I'm going to just say it like that, devilment going on. And the enemy is only trying to distract you from serving God. Do not let it distract you from serving God today, okay? You ask God for strength to keep holding on. He has to give you the strength. You can't do it on your own. Oh, Lord, I tell you, we need the strength of one another to hold each other up, you know, because it gets mighty hard sometimes when you got to go alone. My, 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 my. So remember, pray for somebody today, you know, and I'll ask for me. Pray for me today because I need your help. I'm not exempt. The enemy hits me too. You see what I'm saying? Praise God. But I know everybody want to be super, super, and super men and super women, and they don't need you to pray for me and all that kind of stuff. Well, I do. Well, I do. I need all the prayers I can get. The prayers of the righteous availeth much is what the Bible says, and I'm soliciting your prayers today. Yes, yes, yes. Please hold me up in your prayers. Yes, 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 I do need it. You ain't got to know everything that's wrong, but all I can say is I'm just asking for your prayers. You can say unspoken requests if you want to. Whatever way you say it, but don't send out no bullets, okay? Don't send out no bullets to me. Ain't God good? God is so good. Yes, yes, yes. Now let me give you a little word today. Trust that it blesses you. Faith in a wise and trustworthy God, even in broken times like these, teaches us a new man. Subtracting old ways and adding new thoughts. Because sharing with God divides our troubles and multiplies unfathomable possibilities for renewed life. Shall we go for that again? Faith in a wise and trustworthy God, even in broken times like these, teaches us a new man. Subtracting old ways and adding new thoughts, because sharing with God divides our troubles and multiplies unfathomable possibilities for renewed life. I like that. How about you? I like that. That is so good. Huh? Life is, bringing forth the math in your life. Yeah, you thought you didn't need that math course, didn't you? Praise God. Oh, Lord. Yes, yes, yes. We thank God for our engineer today. We thank God for Deacon Mike today. And most of all, we thank God for you. You and you. Our listeners that listen on a continual basis, we want to send you lots of love, hugs. And, of course, prayers. We are praying for you that you will get everything that you're expecting from God. Isn't that right? Okay, what you expecting? You want to tell us what you're expecting? Call us at 347-857-3925. You can call us and let us know just what are you expecting from God. Yes, yes, yes. Praise have a God. Hallelujah. God is all right. Glory be to God. Today, we still going to talk about something precious to us. And one thing about it, you know, we're going to talk about that anointing again. We're going to still be talking about that, you know, about the anointing. We go to different avenues on that, huh? So some of us have the anointing to preach, you know. And it's a different level than anointing to prophesy. Then you got that anointing to prophesy too, and see, and then you got the anointing to heal. You see what I'm saying? There's many anointings that's gone forth, and they work in different aspects and when it's needed. What God needs to be done is this is the time for it. Because at times, you know, the word of the Lord, you know, is placed in a person, and then what happened? That the anointing is so strong, the prophecy explodes, you know, it's in you when it comes forth. But then that doesn't necessarily mean that you're the prophet. You know, we talked about that, you see, because if with these gifts that God has for us, nine gifts, huh? Now, think about this. If you got the Holy Ghost, then you have the potential to move in any of the gifts, all right? Did you hear what I'm saying? If you have the Holy Ghost, huh, there is that potential to move in any of those nine gifts as what? As the Lord see fit. You see what I'm saying? Because it's a gift. That's the gift in the Holy Ghost, okay? And that's what that is. Now, you can move in the gift of prophecy as the Spirit moves you. It doesn't mean that you're the prophet. Because, you know, soon this is what's happening. You know, I was saying, God, what is really happening here? And I begin to listen to people and look at what they say, what they write and all this. And you find out God was using them in one of those gifts. So God didn't never tell them, I call you to be a prophet. He just used you because you was available at the time. Do you get the picture? And if you're available, the Holy Ghost want to use you, and it will use you and a prophecy to minister to somebody. Because what is it, What does that mean? That is one of the fivefold office ministry. He didn't put you in the office of the prophet, you see? Okay? Did you get that? Okay. But you can still prophesy in the gift of prophecy. Do that make it plain to you? Hello? Do it make it plain to you? All right. But it's the same way as giving a message in tongues or interpretation of tongues. Huh? That's the same. God will use you if you're in your place in the Holy Ghost, and you, somebody's talking in tongues, and he needs an interpreter. He may use you, but that don't mean you walking in some office or nothing. Then you walking around, you have your cards made with your title on, prophet this and all of these things, and bishop and all this stuff. He didn't call you to be in the office. Minister in the office, he just used you in what? The gift. Do you get the picture? That's all I'm talking. My God. We all the time wish God to use us, don't we? Well, you want him to use you. You need to get in the realm of the Spirit. Get in the Spirit. Get in the Spirit. And you get in the stream of the flow of the anointing when you in the Spirit. Do you get the picture? And when you stay before God and you be hungry for God, see, I'm finding out ain't nobody hungry enough. We was talking about, I think it was last night or this morning, Bishop, we was talking, and we was talking about the manifestation, you know, healing and deliverance and all these things, these manifestations. We was talking about these things. But the fact is that people are not in the Spirit today like they used to be. They're not in the Spirit. They're not hungry enough to receive that manifestation. Do you see what I'm saying? You got to be hungry for God. And you're so hungry to, you will not let God rest until this thing comes forth in you. Do you see? And you'll forever be, you'll keep seeking after God, of his anointing, of him flowing and bringing you into another level of the Spirit, you know, like, let's say, for instance, like bringing you to the mountain of God. This is what he want to do, bring you to his mountain, just like he did Moses. He want to take him to the mountaintop. Do you see? This is where he want to take you. Because you want to be there, then you seek him while he may be found. Now the Holy Ghost is going to come if you do. And when he comes, it will bring you into that flowing and anointing realm of the Spirit. And what happens? Then God begin to use you and speak to you and through you, you see. And when you pray, things will happen. Things that you never thought possible will happen. And you'll be standing there in awe thinking you did something and you ain't did nothing. All it was you came to the pinnacle of the mountain where God is, where he's not in the wind, he's not in the rain, the storm, or the fire, but he was at a still small voice. You couldn't even hear it if you tried to, but it came so prevalent in your life until it was made manifest that you can hear that this is the voice of God. And when you heard that voice, it gave you something. It began to move flesh out the way. Things begin to be possible in your life, because when flesh get out the way, you are now entering into a realm of the Spirit of God. And what happened? You have done away with the natural for the time being, and you have begun to use the supernatural power of Almighty God. But you got to do what? Walk in the Spirit. You got to talk in the Spirit. You can't walk in the flesh, talk in the flesh, and think you're going to live in the Spirit. It ain't working that way. Do you see what I'm saying? It's just not going to work that way. Now, let's go to Acts 5, 8 and 5. We'll start with, I'll begin to read and I'll keep going on and on. But it was a very interesting story here. Acts 8 and 5, starting with talk about Philip. The Bible says, then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. He went there and preached Christ to these people. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracle which he did. See, the problem is Philip went down, right? He went down to that city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And as he preached Christ, that anointing, this is what happened. He preached under the anointing. He got their attention. And when he got their attention, they were able to receive. Did you hear what I'm saying? He got their attention, that anointing in him that was flowing from him to them got their attention. And when they got their attention, they could not think of fleshly things, carnal things, but they had to go with the flow that was being administered to them at the time. That anointing was flowing there in them to get something to come forth in them that they will have a manifestation of the power of God. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Did you see that? See, so they had to be. So what are we having today? Are we seeing that attention in the church today? People sitting there with their problems going to and fro. Talking about, I ain't got no money. Preacher want money. The preacher want this. He ain't saying nothing. And you just caught complaining and crying and moaning in negativisms in the service. How do you expect for God to move if you don't have your attention on the word that's being ministered? How do you expect that to happen? You hear me? See, Philip had their attention, and miracles was happening there. And so listen what happened on the seventh verse. He said, for unclean spirits crying with loud voices came out of many that were possessed with them. And many taken with palsies and that were lame were healed. Now, you go, see, this is what I'm saying. When you come to church, you're supposed to come expecting something, not come expecting to raise hell up in church. People come there starting trouble. Well, I don't think, and if you've been asking a person to come to church, and they finally come to church, then they come to church. Well, I'm going because you've been asking me so long, and I want to get you off my back. Yeah. So they're not coming expecting God to heal them. They're not expecting to get anything from the Lord. They just coming to make you a little happy for a moment that they came with you. Because you... pardon me, you are looking for the unexpected to happen to them when they come, that their life would be changed or healed or delivered or something would go good in their life. Somewhere down the line, they've been complaining to you for so long about this, that, and other, and the people around them, and nobody care, and all of the rest of the junk that they talk about. And they've been complaining, so you was trying to bring them someplace where they could get the help and get delivered, but yet they only came to shut you up. So they cannot, the anointing cannot help them, but then when they leave, they talk about, well, ain't nothing going on over there. Well, it wasn't going on in you. So, therefore, it's to agree touching anything, it shall be done. So, that's what the Bible states. So, if the Bible states that you came to church, you got one person agreeing, and you ain't agreeing with them to get the job done in your life that you expected.
Come on now.
Hello, somebody. Huh? So, here, Philip showing us today, he's showing us that when you be attentive to the word of God that's being preached and you have expecting God to work in a supernatural way, then that attention that you give the word, that word that's being preached, then you got it too, or you agree of touching anything, it's going to happen. Something's going to happen. Do you get the picture? It's guaranteed to do what? Happen. And the Bible goes on to say in this same scripture, and there was great joy in that city. Oh, my God, there was nothing but joy. But meanwhile, let me tell you, you know, do you think the devil's just going to give up just like that? You go on in this same scripture and listen what happened. Listen what happened. Now, let me tell you, there's always the devil around trying to stop progress, right? And the Bible said, 8th verse, there was a certain man called Simeon, which before time in the same city used sorcery and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that himself was some great one. You got the pretenders out there trying to be something they're not. So they're going to come into your service, your atmosphere that is has been built up on the Holy Ghost, where the anointing flows, and they're going to come in there with their mess, hello somebody, with their mess trying to stop God's progress. They come in pretending. You know there's some preachers come in with that air that they're superior to everybody else, and they're the only one got it. You done seen them preachers many times. They the only one got it. God don't talk to nobody but them. That's who Simeon are. That's the Simeon spirit, that sorcery spirit, that occultic spirit, that Jezebel spirit that has taken them over and coming in to interfere with what God is doing over there to your house. They want to be the great one. Why does everybody want to be the great one? There ain't but one great one, that's Jesus Christ. He is the great one. All right, think about it now. And he said, to whom they all gave heed. Now, Simeon had people just looking at him, and oh, they was flocking him. I guess he was making plenty of money, because you know he wasn't doing it for nothing. Huh? And they said, to whom they all gave heed, from the least to the greatest, saying, this man is the great power of God. They done put him all the way up there to be a man of God. Is that what you're doing today, building somebody up that's a fake? Huh? Building them up to be a man, a woman of God, and they are only sorcerers? That's what they use? And you haven't discovered it yet? But listen now, let me tell you what this great man of God, Philip, did. Let's go on. And he said, to him that had regard, because that of long time he had bewitched them with sorcery. So, you know, he done built up him a great following. Simeon had built a great following. But listen, his following was about to come down right now. Oh, Philip about to do what? Punch his lights out. He getting ready to put a pin in that balloon that done built up on top of his head. It about to go down. 12th verse say, but when they believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Now hear what he say. When they believe Philip, now they believe in what Philip is saying. The anointing has broke through the facade of sorcery. The anointing is now pulling down the stronghold. household that Simeon had built up. Do you get the picture today? Oh, glory be to God. This is what we got to do in the church of today. Oh, we got to pull down the strongholds that the Simeon spirit has built up. Oh, that occultic spirit that is taking over the church world today and making things look like it's beautiful and pretty and gold and shiny, and this is the way it ought to go. But honey, it's coming down. It's finna turn black right about now, because you're gonna rise up with that Philip spirit. You're gonna rise up with the anointing. You're gonna rise up and let the anointing flow like a mighty river to and fro. You're gonna call men and women back to God on their knees, on their faces before God, crying out. They're going to be so hungry till they're going to be so full, they ain't going to hardly be able to come or get around, because they'll be full of the Holy Ghost. They're going to be full of that anointing that destroys every yoke and bondage that come upon you. This is what it's going to do right about now. You know what he say? Because he began to preach about the things concerning the kingdom of God. If you preach in anything else, ain't nothing gonna happen. But it got to be the name of Jesus Christ. Then they got baptized. But listen here. Now, you think the story ended right there, didn't you? The Bible still said the Simeon himself believed also. Now he coming to say he believed, right? He gonna get with the program. Okay? Now, he see the hand of God at work. He see these men working hard for God, and he see what God is doing. So he's supposed to be getting with the program, okay? And he was baptized, too. The devil is going to get baptized, huh? He'll get baptized as a devil and come up as a wet devil. That's all. And he continued with Philip. Now he got to go around with Philip now, because, oh, it sounds good. Oh, this is so good. This is what I want. Oh, this is so good. So he's going around with Philip. And beholding the miracles and signs and which were done. He was looking at all of that. Now, you got to understand, now, he is a man that craves power. Simeon craves power. Do you hear what I'm saying? And when you get into the point where you crave power without access to the power, which you want a fake power, any kind of power, long as somebody say you got power, that's what you want. That's the church world today. See, this is why everybody, they want to name themselves apostle, bishop, chief pastor, polypostle. You know, there's a man used to be in our church long time ago, many years ago, and he used to call them possums. He didn't call them apostle. He called them possums, because he couldn't say apostle. And every time he said it would be possum, I say, you're saying the right thing. You know, because God ain't call them to be apostle. They call themselves. Huh? So they began to operate in the Simeon spirit. He want to be somebody. Huh? This is what we have going around. People that want to be somebody, want to have a great name, and people to fall all over them all the time and everything. That ain't going to work, because it ain't God-given. See? He said, now when the apostles which were in Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent it unto them, Peter and John. Now, I'm going to jump on down. I want to show you how the devil had got in there. These people were receiving the Holy Ghost and everything. And I mean, Simeon seen this here. Now, when you go to the 16th verse, it says, for as yet he was fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then laid they their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. See, now Philip got some help. See, Peter and John, now he got some help here. Hello. Now, the Bible say after these people were baptized and everything, they received the name of the Lord Jesus. They got baptized in and everything. Then they laid hands on them. They received the Holy Ghost. Now, this the man, Simeon. Now, just understand, now, he done got, oh, I'm going with y'all. I'm coming with y'all. I'm going to follow y'all. That's when it goes, y'all got the real power. He was saying it, but his heart was far from it. You hear what I'm saying? Just like if you would get into the spiritual realm of Jesus Christ, you get there and have the mind of Christ. Christ show you when there is fakes. Huh? They look like, they sound like it, but they don't possess it. Huh? Here's Simeon, and the Bible said in 18, and when Simeon saw that through laying on of the apostles' hand, the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money. Now you see where he was. Huh? He was nothing but a fake. He was trying to fool them so that he could get what they got. But he didn't go about it the right way. He wasn't hungry. He wasn't seeking God. He just said, just like people of the day, they don't make an altar call. They just say, anybody want to accept Christ? Just say these words, blah, 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 and you say. That's what he got. And when you're going to get baptized, someone baptizing without even giving them a word. So they get baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. They get baptized in the water, and they still the same as they was when they went down. This is what Simeon was. He was the same as he was when he got baptized. Now, how could you offer them money? You ain't learned nothing yet. Now, you've been following me around, seeing the hand of God at work, seeing what it took, what we were doing, and yet you could come up here and offer money to receive that gift. I'm so glad it's a free gift. And this is what he said at 90, saying, give me also this power, that on whomsoever I lay hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost. Now, if he'd have had that power, the man would have made mucho money, because them people that was following him before start following him again and saying he is a God. He is a God. Pumping him up, and you know God will not have nobody taking his glory. Somebody had to die. Somebody would have had to leave him. See what I'm saying? Because he ain't going to give nobody his glory. This is what he said, that whoever I put my hands on, so they can receive the Holy Ghost. But Peter said unto him, thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought, oh, he was with the wrong person then, messing with Peter. Hello, somebody. See, you ran, he just ran into a tiger. Peter seen him, what? Huh? What? You want what? Because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. God don't even lack your thoughts. Huh? He thought he could do that. Huh? You can't have this. No, 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 no. You can't get that money. Huh? Now, hey, he was in the city. What happened? He's big time. He's man. They call him a man of great power of God. He got power of God. But listen, let's look at the flip side. Huh? Before Philip came, they were believing him to be a man of God. Huh? So evidently, he had a good show. See? Some people have a good show. The basic show in the church today is musical. Huh? Good singing. Good musician. They pay them musicians good money. That's why they're so temperamental today. You can't get nobody to play for God. They only playing for pay. They Simeon spirit. They offered money, and so they'll play for what? Money. Then they swear the Holy Ghost is moving, and when all it is the bebop. Ba-boom, boom, boom. That's the good old music going. And naturally, somebody got rhythm, they're going to be bouncing to the music. You see? So that was the flip side. At least he had the people's attention. Where was the church at the time? as Bishop always asks, where's the church? When all this stuff is going on, where is the church at the time? Before Philip got to these people, the Samaritans, this was the big man in the city, was Simeon. That's who the people was following, and they thought they was following God. Is your thought like that today? Come on, think about it now. All right, is somebody going to have to say your money perish with you? Is it? 21st say, thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter. Peter put it down to him where the rubber meet the road. For thy heart is not right in the sight of God. Oh, what you just said? Simeon got saved. How many people have you seen in a service supposed to have gotten saved, but their heart was far from it? Huh? Think about it now. Their heart ain't a bit male in it, because if their heart get in it, when they leave there, they will clean their house out. Know that old man that they were living with? That beat them all upside the head and everything. You say, honey, I'm sorry, but you got to go. Well, I'll beat you down. Well, you just have to beat me down today, but you got to go, because I done gave my heart to the Lord. They go home and clean their house out. Well, I give you good money. Well, I'm sorry. I guess I'll just have to be broke, because I gave my heart to the Lord. That means your heart has not gotten in it if you still looking at that man's money, if you still looking at the sex that the man give you, if you still got your flesh all involved up in it, the man, let me tell you one thing, your house ain't been cleaned yet. Hello, somebody. It still got the marbles tinkling, running up and down in your house. You hear what I'm saying? He said, your heart is not right in the sight of God. And this is what he said, repent therefore of this thy wickedness. See, that's wicked. And pray God if perhaps, now, ain't no guarantee here, the thought of thine heart may be forgiven thee. You see what I'm saying? Maybe God will forgive you. You hear what I'm saying? See, because he was sinning against the Holy Ghost. Did you get it? Did you see what I'm saying? See, he was sinning against the Holy Ghost because he thought he could buy it. It ain't for sale. It's not for sale, people. Glory to God, it's not for sale. He said, for I perceive that thou art in the gall of bitterness and in the bound of iniquity. See, now, the gift in Peter is working. See, it's working. He said, I perceive, I discern that thou art in the gall of bitterness and in the bond of iniquity. Well, he was putting it on Simeon. Peter wasn't playing. You see, Peter done been through too much to be playing. He ain't play with it. Philip didn't discern it, really. He didn't really discern that it was still there. But Peter discerned that it was still there, what he did, his actions. Then answered Simeon and said, pray ye to the Lord for me, that none of these things which you have spoken come upon me. Well, the man did have sense, didn't he? That man was not ready to die. Do you hear what I'm saying? Simeon had good sense. Now, he might have been pretending all that time and walking with Philip anyhow. He was walking with them and seeing what they were done. But he had sense enough to call on the Lord, tell them, pray for me. Now, you see what I'm talking about today? When you know you need help and can't nobody help you but God, or God's man or woman, you need to say, I need you to pray for me. You can't do it by yourself. He could not do it by himself because his thinking was wrong. See, he had not the right type of thinking. His mind had not been changed into the mind of Christ. Do you understand? So therefore, he could think no other way but this wrong, wicked way, and got himself in loads of trouble. Are you in that kind of trouble now? Then you need to call somebody to help you get out.
Yes, Lord.
Now is the time. Hmm? We want the anointing to flow like a mighty river, don't we? We want to break up the wickedness of the world. The things that the enemy has thrown into our churches and ministries to destroy, to break it up, to cause the pastors to sin and all of that. All of this, we want to see it break up and destroy. And only the anointing of Jesus Christ can do that. Ha! Hallelujah, Jesus. You know I get a little rung up, don't I? Praise God. When you see something like that, but you see the hand of God, and we're looking for God to work just like he did in that day. We're looking for him to work in this day, the same way in the church. But if you know what? Philip got help, didn't he? Peter and John came to help him, didn't he? See, they got together and did this. And God worked with them. Philip started it over there in Samaria. He started it. Huh? But God sent him some help. Oh, and they got the job done. Simon, he had no other way to go but to get right or get killed. Huh? God would have had to cut him down. He wouldn't have had, talking about all the people that was paying him to do whatever, bewitch them. Notice he say they bewitched them. He bewitched them. He had nothing good to give them. He had no truth to give them. And they were so blind. They love, you know, people today want to be bewitched. Ain't that something? Think about it. My. We know our own Deacon Michael. We want to say something. Oh, glory to God. He just bouncing up here. So we're going to let him say something right now. Praise God.
Oh, praise God. Apostle could have went on. You know, because, you know, when you think about all these things that transpired, it makes your life look like you got a dull life. You know, so therefore we got to get right with Jesus. We got to get right with God because we don't want none of these things to happen to us. We don't want all of this, these crisis moments to happen because, you know, all of us have a crisis moment. You know, something always going down and going on, you know, but that's the devil. You know, he's always trying to get us out of our comfort zone anyway. So we got to know that's going on anyway. So we got to be patient with the Lord. You know, that's why a lot of people miss their blessings because they're impatient. But, you know, when a lot of things happen, they're impatient. And as Apostle was talking about the story of Simeon, you know, you go to wonder. I mean, does your mind put you there to figure out what was going on? Do you see it, actually see it to yourself? You know, I be seeing these things. I be trying to figure out what's going on like I was there, you know. And it's exciting to put yourself in that position because you can actually feel what was going on and what was said. You know, when you open up the Bible and look at these words, it's exciting to look at them. It's exciting to read them. You know, but you got to ask God to give you some insight on it because a lot of people don't understand it. I think that's why they got these New Age Bibles and stuff, because they figure that it's an easier read. But it's no easier because it's not really telling the truth, because all those little words mean something. All those ands, ats, buts, so, I, all those little things mean something. So we got to understand what's going on with our lives. We got to understand what's going on in these things, you know. So let's try to be with Jesus. Let's try to get on board with all of these. Let's get on board. Because it's wonderful when all of us can do it together. See, and that's what it's all about. All of us praying together. All of us is getting together in the name of the Lord. And here, Sister Diane.
I was praying for
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I tell you, touch Deacon Michael, Lord. Touch Deacon Michael. I tell you, that was an awesome word from Apostle Porter and what Deacon Michael shared. You know, boy, I tell you, the power of the anointing. But I tell you, with the Holy Ghost. And I looked at verse number 6, and it say, and the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake. Now, they had to get on one accord. That's when I always hear apostles say the light bulb came on. Okay, it came on to them for them to be on one accord. Recognized they've been so blinded so long by Simeon that the fact that when Philip came and gave the true word, in other words, their heart was open to receive the word. So when they received the word, they now begin to see the miracles which he did. It say, for unclean spirits crying with loud voice came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsy and that were lame were healed. So until you believe, you know, you always want to believe. You want to go to the palm reader. You want to do everything else but come to church and hear what God is saying, what he has to say. You're paying out money, and little that you know is what it is that they're telling you. They're asking you half the time the information, and they're just wording it back to you differently. But are you recognizing that? And then they got the spirit of the Antichrist on top of it. You know, because the devil used whoever he wants to use. So when he enter in them, when you want to go call up the dead and all that kind of stuff, I mean, what spirit are you operating in? So, you know, Philip was down there. Just say, Philip, break ground. And Peter then came and began to help him out. Always good when you operate in twos. And, you know, the Holy Spirit could operate as two when it's only you alone there. So, you know, we serve an awesome God. And in this day and time, you have so much false prophets that's entering into the church. And if you don't have that spirit of discernment, if you do not have that spirit of discernment, you will believe any and anything. Pay attention. I was taught when the preacher is preaching, you go along with them in the Bible. Because some of them will say whatever they want to say and slip in words that don't even belong there, and you're just agreeing with them. Open your Bible. Have a relationship with God. We need it in this day and time. He said he called us. He called us. What are you going to do? Who are you going to listen to? Are you want to listen to everything that is good? See, Simeon was making good money. You don't want to mess with the man that's making the good, you know, his money. He sees somebody come along that's more powerful than him, operating in the Holy Spirit, and he's losing his people. They're now going to somebody else. Man, we need to wake up. We need to recognize what is going on in today's time. Recognize what it is that is going on. Over in 1 John chapter 2, where it starts, I'm going to start from verse 24. It says, let that therefore abide in you, which you have heard from the beginning. If that which you have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he had promised us,
even eternal life. These things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you. So those that are out there deceiving you, leading you away from Christ, making it like, you know, their God, they have the power, trying to draw you away from the church that is speaking the truth. See, some of us don't want to be in there where, you know, truth is being taught, because with truth being taught, it helps you to get a better understanding. It helps you to line up. And a lot of us, as we're talking in Bible study, a lot of us don't want to be chastised. They want everything good, you're doing everything good. But when chastisement comes, that's when you want to go. And when you go to somebody else's church and they speaking everything, because, you know, some preachers, I don't care, preachers, apostles, whatever it is, that leader it is in that church at that point in time, if they're out there sinning, do you think they're going to talk about your sin? Do you think they're going to talk about your sin? They ain't going to talk about this, your sin, especially if you know that's what they're doing too. So you know what? Whew. In verse 27, it say, but the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you all of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it had taught you, ye shall abide in him. The anointing, the Holy Spirit. Now, you know, the devil don't want to hear nothing but no anointing, and he don't want to hear nothing but no Holy Spirit, because he know what that means to him. So we need to recognize the true power of God. We need to recognize who it is that we're following. We need to recognize whether it's truth or lie. Search the scriptures out. Search the scriptures out. God is an awesome God. He said, ask for the spirit of discernment. Ask for it. In this day and time, we need it. We need it. Sometimes you see it once you get into that knowledge, that understanding, that recognition. You see it operating. You call the spirit out for what it is. You bind it. And not just bind it, cast it out. Cast it out into outer darkness. You yourself need to repent. Clean your house first. Clean your house first. So you know what? Pay attention. Be aware. Be aware in this day and time of the teaching, who you're listening to. And you know, if it's not of God, you know, when that little feeling come about and you know that intuition come about and you know it's wrong, please follow it. Please follow it. We serve an awesome God. Trust and believe that if we repent, truly repent, God accepts you back. So you tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Block Talk Radio. And tomorrow we will have Bishop Porter here joining us live on Block Talk Radio tomorrow. And yes, you know, we even have him online right now. He's listening, but we will be hearing him tomorrow. Yes, Bishop Porter, you know I'm talking about you. I know you're right there sitting laughing right now. But he will be joining us tomorrow. So you tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Block Talk Radio. That calling number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Every Monday night every Friday night at 11 p.m., we have the Wailing Walls hosted by our very own Elder Whitted. That call-in number is 218-548-6746, code 3333#. And every Monday at 3 p.m., we have Deacon Michael with I'm Just Saying. That call-in number is 917-889-2211. Till then, be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. And I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. And he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story is.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at that face.
When I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have. So much going on. Sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah.
As
soon as I stop worrying,
worrying how the story is,
I can let go.
I let go
and I can let
God.
Let him have,
let God have
his way.
That's when things are happening. I stop looking at that.
Oh, when I let go. Let go, let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go, and let God, my brother, let go, and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God.